I don't know if you've seen Tom Hanks's latest movie. It's called A Hologram for the King, and it takes place in Saudi Arabia. Except that isn't Saudi Arabia you're seeing. It was filmed in Morocco, a place that Hollywood loves to use as a stand-in for other countries. Maybe it's the exotic feel of the old souks or the desert light.
What is it, Major Lawrence, that attracts you personally to the desert?
It's clean.
Clean, maybe. But as Jake Warger reports, some Moroccans don't like the Hollywood treatment.
Morocco has stood in for Arabia, for Lawrence, Abu Dhabi for Sex and the City, Egypt for evil mummies.
Morocco has been fantastic countries, like in Game of Thrones. It's been Syria for Syriana, Homeland, an Iraqi movie for American Sniper. My name is Nariman Fakir. I am French-Moroccan.
Nariman Fakir would know. She's been working on Moroccan film sets for over 5 years and was the local casting director for American Sniper. She admits Hollywood can be good for the economy.
Just remember when everybody else is shooting the same direction.
When you work on the Black Hawk Down, they had 12 cameras. It was a crew of 500 people. It helps in the way that technicians have work. They can feed their families.
But it bothers her that Morocco is rarely Morocco in the movies. More often, it's a stand-in for ravished war zones.
On 100 movies, maybe 3 movies represent Morocco.
Some Moroccan filmmakers worry that their country might be seen in a negative light.
A very pre-built point of view from the studio in the U.S. saying, okay, let's go to Morocco. Morocco, where is it? In North Africa. Oh, that's perfect. Pictures, Morocco, Google. Okay. Oh, sand desert. Okay, that's perfect. It's cheaper for us to shoot there than the Arizona desert. And it's safer to shoot there than real Iraq. So that's the best compromise.
That's Otman Nassiri, a Moroccan filmmaker. He's also not happy with the way locals are portrayed.
The Moroccan people are casted as typical Arab profile, terrorists, bad guys, according to the American point of view. You know, we are not so far from the Western point of view in the 50s. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Saleh near Rabat became Somalia for Black Hawk Down, then Fallujah for American Sniper. Amal Idrisi, a law professor in Morocco, recognized some of the locations while watching American Sniper. It upsets her seeing her country as a war-torn location, that the film
make Morocco look like any other Middle Eastern country that is at war, while for me as a Moroccan, I can distinguish the doors, I can recognize the minarets, I can recognize the architecture and clearly see that that is not a Middle Eastern country at war.
Moroccan filmmakers are trying to fix this terrorist cliché by exporting their own image of the country and the people. Again, filmmaker Otman Nassiri.
Morocco now produce like 25 feature films per year, which is absolutely not bad.
It's not. Moroccan films have even recently made it to the Cannes Film Competition. In his next movie, filmmaker Otman Nassiri is taking up the delicate, often debated subject of Moroccan history.
I'm preparing my second feature film about women emancipation in Morocco during the 50s, and this is really important to look at our history.
It would be hard to end a story about films in Morocco without some mention of the classic 1942 film Casablanca, a film which really put Morocco on the cinema map, a film that was shot entirely on location in Burbank, California. For The World, I'm Jake Warga in Morocco.